Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Contemplating traveling for Thanksgiving, Christmas, the holidays. There are a number of things that you need to know about your trip, including what to do if you're delayed at the airport. I have a couple of interesting stories to relate to Pauline Frommer, who is here from Frommers.com, the home of Frommer's Travel Guide, a family known for decades as a preeminent source of information if you're a traveler. So we'll check in with her in a moment here on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Did you know there's a new grade at universities nowadays, and it's a sign of changing times? Trust me, your kids are talking about it, and many don't understand the big deal, but it's worth worrying about. Here's the social science of it.
Up in the morning and out to school.
You're familiar with the usual litany of grades, A, B, C, D, E at some universities, and of course, F. But there's a new grade that's making its appearance. It's called an FD. It's given to cheating students and can stay on a student's record for 2 years. And get this, the word cheating has taken on a new name. Today, many college students call it a collaboration, and 52% of today's students admit to cheating. What's the cheat psych trick? When you get something for nothing, knowledge loses its value. Cheating is not helping another, it's hurting yourself. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Pauline Frommer is here from the Frommer's Travel Guide, frommers.com. She and her father have been, I bet you were on a plane going someplace when you were just a couple of months old, Pauline, right?
Yeah, I started traveling when I was 4 months old. Went to Europe, although in those days we went to Europe on a boat. I guess that it shows how old I am.
There you go. I've not been to Europe on a boat. Been around Europe on boats, but never been across the North Atlantic on one. That must have been an interesting trip. All right, so let's focus.
I was 4 months old, so
yeah,
I don't
you
know.
You remember it anyway, right? I understand. A couple of things. A lady in my life just got back from a two-week trip to Egypt. She took a trip up and down the Nile, the usual pyramids, the things that you obviously want to do if you go over to Egypt. But she said that travel there, tourism, when she was talking to the people there, has really taken a big hit. Not doesn't surprise a lot of people because of the unrest there, but also the crash of the plane in the Sinai. So one wonders if it is safe. She was perfectly safe, although they have bodyguards and stuff on this particular trip. Does it pay to think about, and is it less expensive to go to some of these areas of the world where there may be some subtle unrest, and maybe some of the unrest isn't quite so subtle?
It's always cheaper to go to a place that people are scared to go to. I would say look at the State Department website first. Mm-hmm. Your lady friend obviously went with a group, so yes, they kept her safe. But yep, people who have been going alone to Egypt have been getting into trouble. They've been finding they take, you know, a solitary guided tour into the desert to see the pyramids, and then before they're allowed to go back on their horse or camel or whatever, they have to pay a bribe.
Yeah, right.
We've heard some bad stories out of Egypt. I personally wouldn't go there now. So she was lucky she was able to without
she had a great trip. Very excited about the outcome of the trip.
But you know, it's not just Egypt. You don't have to go places that are dangerous to save money. Economists are saying that the Australian dollar, a very safe country, is plunging because of problems in their mining industry and will soon be at 50 Australian cents to our dollar, which is about half of what it used to be. I was there a year ago. It cost $7 for a coffee. Now it'll cost like a dollar.
Not even Starbucks, right?
They do have Starbucks, but not in Starbucks. Why go to Starbucks in Australia?
Good. Why go to Starbucks here is probably a good question. When she was traveling back and forth, she went through Paris, and there was a four-hour wait while she was at the airport. And there were was listening. She did exciting things like listen to me on the radio. What happens with people when they do have a lot of extra time? Because there'll be more people traveling this year, a lot of people on Thanksgiving and through the Christmas holidays. So if you're stuck, what do you do at the airport?
Believe it or not, there are lots of things to do at the airport now. I was just at San Francisco International. There's a yoga room there. There's a spa.
Really?
There's all kinds of great shopping. The thing about holiday travel is give yourself that extra time. There are going to be more people traveling this year than since the recession of 2008, 3% more than last year. I think it's an ugly number, like 23.5 million people, like 65,000 a day. So it's going to be ugly at the airport. So give yourself time.
Yep. Yeah, and bring a good book or find a place to go sit. There, you can get a good relax the back sort of thing if you want to spend $30 for 15 minutes. Pauline Frommer, Frommer's Travel Guide. Check it out at Frommer's, FROMMERS.com.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.